The white-armed princess thought of one last thing. Folding the clothes, she packed them into her painted wagon, hitched the sharp-hoofed mules, and climbing up herself, Nausicaa urged Odysseus, warmly urged her guest, "Up with you now, my friend, and off to town we go. I'll see you into my wise father's palace, where, I promise you, you'll meet all the best Phaeacians. Wait, let's do it this way. You've seemed no fool to me. While we are passing along the fields and ploughlands, you follow the mules and wagons, stepping briskly with all my maids. I'll lead the way myself. But once we reach our city, ringed by walls and strong high towers too, with a fine harbour either side, and the causeway in is narrow, along the road the rolling ships are all hauled up, with a slipway cleared for every vessel. There's our assembly, round Poseidon's royal precinct, built of quarried slabs planted deep in the earth. Here the sailors tend their black ships, tackle cables and sails, and plane their oar blades down. Phaeacians, you see, care nothing for bow or quiver, only for masts and oars and good trim ships themselves. We glory in our ships, crossing the foaming seas. But I shrink from all our sea-dogs' nasty gossip. Some old salt might mock us behind our back. We have our share of insolent types in town, and one of the coarser sort, spying us, might say, 'Now who's that tall, handsome stranger Nausicaa has in tow? Where'd she light on him? Her husband-to-be, just wait. But who, some shipwrecked stray she's taken up with, some alien from abroad, since nobody lives nearby? Unless it's really a god come down from the blue to answer all her prayers and to have her all his days. Good riddance, let the girl go roving to find herself a man from foreign parts. She only spurns her own. Countless Phaeacians round about who quarter, nothing but our best. So they'll scoff. Just think of the scandal that would face me then. I'd find fault with a girl who carried on that way, flouting her parents' wishes, father, mother still alive, consorting with men before she'd tied the knot in public. No, stranger, listen closely to what I say, the sooner to win your swift voyage home at my father's hands. Now, you'll find a splendid grove along the road, poplars sacred to Pallas, a bubbling springs inside, and meadows run around it. There lies my father's estate, his blooming orchard, too, as far from town as a man's strong shout can carry. Take a seat there, wait a while, and give us time to make it into town and reach my father's house. Then when you think we're home, walk on yourself to the city. Ask the way to my father's palace, generous King Alcinous. You cannot miss it. Even an innocent child could guide you there. No other Phaeacian's house is built like that, so grand, the palace of Alcinous, our great hero. Once the mansion and courtyard have enclosed you, go quickly across the hall until you reach my mother. Beside the hearth she sits, in the fire's glare, spinning yarn on a spindle, sea-blue wool, a stirring sight, you'll see. She leans against a pillar, her ladies sit behind, and my father's throne is drawn up close beside her. There he sits and takes his wine, immortal like a god. Go past him, grasp my mother's knees. If you want to see the day of your return, rejoicing soon, even if your home's a world away. If only the queen will take you to her heart, then there's hope that you will see your loved ones reach your own grand house, your native land at last. At that she touched the mules with her shining whip, and they quickly left the running stream behind. The team trotted on, their hoofs wove in and out. She drove them back with care, so all the rest, maids and Odysseus, could keep the pace on foot, and she used the whip discreetly. The sun sank as they reached the hallowed grove, sacred to Athena, where Odysseus stopped and sat, and said a prayer at once to mighty Zeus's daughter. Hear me, daughter of Zeus, whose shield is thunder, tireless one, Athena. Now hear my prayer at last, for you never heard me then when I was shattered, when the famous god of earthquakes wrecked my craft. Grant that here, among the Phaeacian people, I may find some mercy.